Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Van Camp. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting third. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Milt Gaston. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. And now, play ball. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Storti moves to second. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo takes first base on ball four. Storti moves to third. Burns moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy takes first base on ball four. Storti scores. Burns moves to third. Bango moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Barry. Burns scores. Bango scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bango settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pickering scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Van Camp takes first base on ball 4. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Van Camp moves to second. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Van Camp moves to third. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress is called out on strikes. One out. Len Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Storti takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Berry and he is out, Rhine applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pickering misplays the ball. That's an error on Pickering. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaufman bunts towards first. Sweeney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-2 in the game. Schulte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Van Camp, who is chasing the ball. Schulte reaches third base with a triple. Kaufman goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schulte scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Melillo moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Rhine. Goslin scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Browns. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Ed Morris now pitching. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris strikes out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rhine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Ryan reaches second base with a double. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosselin. Miller reaches second base with a double. Ryan scores. It's 7-1, Browns. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller juggles the ball. That's an error on Miller. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaufman bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Levy moves to second. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sweeney moves to second. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pickering hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 1 in the game. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Levy fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Connolly now catching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gosselin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melillo moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Van Camp. Kress reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. Gosselin moves to third. It's 8-1, Browns. Judd McLaughlin now pitching. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Storti is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Goslin scores. Kress moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 9-1, Browns. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Bengo hits a fly ball into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kress scores. Two outs. It's 10-1, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Van Camp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rhine takes first base on ball 4. Van Camp moves to second. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-3 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Van Camp moves to third. Rhine moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-2 in the game. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Van Camp. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Schult goes all the way around to score. It's 11-1, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. Melillo moves to third. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo scores. It's 12-1, Browns. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 2-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Storti hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Grimes now playing second base. Larry Betancourt now playing right field. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pickering takes first base on ball 4. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Judd McLaughlin. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pickering moves to third. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Van Camp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Levy. Pickering scores. Rothrock moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 12-2, Browns. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.